You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Panthers fans, time for Panthers talk here, now. It's the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
It is another edition of Panthers Insider. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. We are live at the BB&T Center as the Panthers welcome in the big bad Boston Bruins tonight, the leaders of the Atlantic Division, and the Panthers continuing their long homestand, looking to bounce back from recent losses to Tampa Bay and the New York Islanders. We'll go over that in just a little bit. Also, Randy Moeller will join us later in the show. Dominic Toninato, we'll hear from him. The latest Territory Talk podcast cut, and we'll hear from Dominic in just a little bit. But first, though, we welcome in the radio voice of the Panthers. His name is Doug Plagans. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Kevin Rogers, and good morning to everybody tuned in out there. Big day here at the BB&T Center today. The Panthers gearing up for, as you mentioned, a big game against the Boston Bruins tonight. Second matchup of the season for the Panthers against Boston, an Atlantic Division foe. And, of course, remember the last time these two teams played each other. It was back in November. In Boston, the Bruins had a 4-0 lead, and the Panthers were able to erase that and win the game in a shootout. And it was the biggest comeback in Panthers history, and of course, an exciting one, to say the least. So the Panthers and the Bruins, game number two of the season for the two teams, and two teams that are both coming in here looking for a victory. Panthers looking to get back on the winning side of things after falling short a couple of times here this week. We'll get to that coming up here in just a few moments. The Boston Bruins, they're coming in here on a 5-game winless drought coming into this one tonight. So a lot on the line for each of the two teams. And for the Panthers, it's game number 7 on this season-long, franchise-long 9-game homestand. Panthers coming in 15-11-5 tonight. Boston 27-6 heading into tonight's contest. So big game tonight for each of the two teams. And folks, you can enjoy an unmatched holiday experience. Skate on real ice with the Panthers. Hockey Holidays Ice Rink, presented by Hoffman's Chocolates. The rink in Palm Beach is now open. Will be open until December 30th. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com/holiday rink. Just a reminder, the Panthers are home tonight against Boston. 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 pregame across the radio network. We'll have that for you. You can watch it on Fox Sports Florida, but we'd love to have you down here. Still some tickets available. Get those, floridapanthers.com. Call 954-835-PUCK. You can go to ticketmaster.com as well. Next up for the Panthers after tonight, game number 8 of the 9-game homestand will be Monday at 7 when the Panthers welcome in the Ottawa Senators. First matchup of the season for the Panthers in Ottawa, another Atlantic Division game. That's coming up on Monday. And this homestand wraps up when the Panthers play host to the Dallas Stars coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock. So that's how the rest of the homestand shapes up. Again, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. But, Kevin, we are going to go through the last week, and we're going to spend a lot of time previewing tonight's big game against the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, lots to look back at. 4 games over the past 7 days, and we will start with last Saturday. It feels like so long ago. The Columbus Blue Jackets were here with Sergei Bobrovsky facing his former team, and the Panthers jumped out to an early lead. It took just 18 seconds, but Evgeny Dadonov put the Panthers on the board.
9 seconds in, puck played down to our left by Keith Yandle. Seth Jones up the near side for Columbus. Yandle the hold, tip toward the net, they score! And the Panthers have a 1-0 lead. 18 seconds into the game, a point shot looks like it was tipped in by Evgeny Dadonov. And the Panthers have opened the scoring in the very early going tonight.
And that was a very fast goal, Doug, and the Panthers, who came off the 4-2 loss to Minnesota a few days earlier, had a little bit of time to stew over it, so it was good to see them right out of the chute get an early goal.
18 seconds in, no doubt fun to play with that lead early on. We did confirm shortly thereafter The fastest goals in Panthers history, though, to start a hockey game, 10 seconds in. Alexander Barkov's done it. Johan Garpenlov's done it. But 18 seconds in, still pretty early in the hockey game, and that helped the Panthers really take control of that game early on.
I'm waiting for that Panthers box score to Johan Garpenlov. We have to dig that one
up. Hey, tonight on the pregame, we've got another box score rewind coming up.
And here's a preview. It's going to be a tie, so we'll see.
That's how things have gone.
It has. Spoiler alert. But the Panthers up 1-0 after that Dadonoff goal, his 11th, and they would hold that 1-0 lead until the second period when Josh Brown, nearly halfway through the second, would give the Cats a 2-0 advantage.
Far circle to Huberto, back to Barkov along the far boards. Barkov, he's hit out in front, and they score! Josh Brown came in from the line. Barkov spotted him out in front with an unbelievable pass, and Josh Brown cashes in. The Panthers have a 2-0 lead.
Josh Brown's second goal of the season. Barkov with a second assist of the night. Also, Huberto, an assist. So the one thing we've seen, Doug, this year with the Panthers is just so many different guys getting involved in scoring goals that we'll get to Brett Connolly in a second who leads the team in goals, but you have so many different guys. This isn't a top-heavy team. That's one thing if you've watched this Panthers team this year. It's not three guys that have 15 goals apiece. That it's a whole bunch of guys. Some have double-digit scoring, and others have two or three goals. But Josh Brown with that goal there, you're getting a lot of contributions all over the place.
And always great to get a contribution from the back end. Josh Brown was big in that game for the Panthers, not only scoring the goal that wound up being the eventual game winner, but also had a fighting major in that game as well, finished an assist short of the old Gordie Howe hat trick. But Josh Brown does a lot of good things for this Panthers team, and right there had some, just displayed some great awareness, saw a seam cut in from the line. And we can't forget about the pass that was made to set that one up. Alexander Barkov had the puck over along the left wing boards, and he was in the process of getting hit. Somehow was able to hang on to control the puck, also keep that vision and spot Josh Brown darting to the net, and he put it right on the tape to him. So it was a great pass from Alexander Barkov to set that one up, and a great finish from Josh Brown, and it wound up being a very important goal in that hockey game.
That gave the Panthers a 2-0 lead. The Panthers would get on the power play in the third, and just mentioned his name, Brett Connolly, who continues to have a monster season his first year here in Florida, and Connolly would cash in on the power play to give the Panthers a commanding 3-0 lead.
Handle at the line. He looks across far side. Hoffman there. Hoffman into the far corner. Angles it back out to the far point. Yandel a drive. Tip, they score! A power play goal. A point shot from Yandel is redirected home. And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead.
That goal for Brett Connolly, his 13th. And again, I feel like every week on this show, Doug, that we keep playing back Brett Connolly goals, that he keeps scoring. And again, and no disrespect to him, but I don't think we thought on December 14th he would be the leader in goals on this team when you see what Mike Hoffman did last year, what Barkov is capable of, and he just continues to find ways to score goals.
Leads the team in goals at this point in time, and a stat that Billy Lindsay brought up during the week was that the Panthers, they're either at the top or have been right around the top of the league in terms of deflection goals on the year. And Brett Connolly, that goal right there was an example of it. He's been huge for that category and getting traffic to the front of the net, and it's paying off for him. He's getting a lot of those deflection goals. That was one right there, and that's a big reason why he has been able to get off to leading the Panthers in goals here through the first 31 games of the season.
Connolly's 13th gives the Panthers a 3-0 lead. Sergei Bobrovsky's bid at a shutout ended halfway through the third as Columbus made it a 3-1 game. But later on, Mike Hoffman, he would seal it for the Panthers.
Loose puck grabbed by Hoffman, and he's going to take it up the far side. A backhand flutter down to our left, and he scores into the empty net. Mike Hoffman on a backhand from the other side of center ice. Flips it over everyone and into the empty net. It's 4-1 Panthers.
And that goal for Mike Hoffman, his 11th. So three Panthers. So I mentioned that Josh Brown gets his second, but three Panthers in double-digit scoring. Dadnoff's 11th, Connolly's 13th, Hoffman's 11th. Gives the Panthers the 4-1 win, but obviously not hurt in those highlights. 33 saves from Sergei Bobrovsky as he beats his former team, and the Panthers rebound from that tough loss to Minnesota from a few nights earlier.
A big game for him, which, again, as we continue to talk about the action throughout the week, set the table for what ended up being a big week for Sergei Bobrovsky. He's been outstanding between the pipes, and that was just the beginning of it right there as he was able to pick up a win against his old team. No doubt a game that meant a lot for the Panthers as a team, but meant a lot for him individually as he was going up against a Columbus team that he spent seven seasons playing for, that he won two Vezina trophies with. So it was a big game across the board. The Panthers were able to turn in a big performance to get that 4-1 win.
And the Panthers turn around the next day, get some sleep, and the San Jose Sharks
were in
town. Yep, and old friend Peter DeBoer, who we'll talk about him in just a moment, and he leads the San Jose Sharks in here. The Sharks had been struggling a bit. They didn't start the season well, played better, but then took a step back. They were 0-2-1 in their previous three games heading down here. They were just blown out by the Lightning the night before. They
had taken a 7-1 loss the night before they got here. So they were coming in here a desperate team, but the Panthers, riding the momentum of the win the night before, really were able to use that momentum positively. They prevailed. And a game the Panthers really controlled from start to finish.
Yeah, and early on, the Panthers struck early. They did that in the Minnesota game. Unfortunately, they couldn't hold on to that 2-0 lead, but they got out to that early lead against Minnesota, the early lead against Columbus, same thing against San Jose. Keith Yandle, power play goal in the first. Alexander Barkov on a beautiful pass from Evgeny Dadonov. It was like a wide open layup in basketball. It was just so easy. And Barkov scored his 10th. So, again, another guy in the double-digit goal category who didn't score a goal until the end of October. And now he's got 10 goals. So Barkov continues to play well. It was 2-0 Panthers. Sharks got a power play goal midway through the first to make it 2-1. But then Mike Matheson was able to score his first goal to give the Panthers a 3-1 lead in the second. And then in the third, Connolly got his 14th in the power play. Vetrano, an empty netter late, and the Panthers win it 5-1. And Sergei Bobrovsky, back-to-back days in goal. He had 30 saves, so Bobrovsky allows just the two goals and the two wins.
It was a big win for the Panthers, 5-1. Again, a dominant performance for the Panthers over the San Jose Sharks, scoring across the board, as you mentioned, and a great weekend. I mean, to have a turnaround like that, and for Sergei Bobrovsky to pick up two wins in net in, I added it up when the game ended, about 24 hours and 19 minutes time to go out and turn in two back-to-back performances like that. That was great for Sergei Bobrovsky, great for the Panthers, and to pick up two wins that quick. That was about as good a weekend as you can have.
And I guess, as we say, the golden thread of life, that Peter DeBoer ended up a day later losing his job with the Sharks, and the guy who took over was former Panthers coach Bob Bugner, who's an assistant with San Jose, and he's now the interim coach of the Sharks. But the Panthers grabbed the 5-1 win, so they transition from the Sharks to now two, because we're in Boston games tonight, two very difficult Eastern Conference opponents, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who finished with the most points and the most wins in the NHL last year. Of course, they were bounced in the first round by the Columbus Blue Jackets and Sergei Bobrovsky. But Bobrovsky sees the Lightning once again. And a Tampa Bay team that had been up and down, and I think it's one of those things that, not to say that last season was a mistake by winning all those games, but now you're kind of tempering things a bit, and the Lightning now are starting to climb up the Atlantic Division standings, and Steven Stamkos scored his 11th in the first, Alex Killorn with his 9th, Tampa Bay was up 2-0, Panthers didn't get their only goal until 2 minutes remaining with Evgeny Dadonov's 12th, but the Panthers were shut down by Andrei Vasilevskiy, who had 27 saves for Tampa Bay. Bobrovsky with 46 saves, but unfortunately, yep, the Panthers just couldn't get over the hump against this Tampa Bay team.
A few big stories in that game. First of all, Sergei Bobrovsky, even in the loss, 46 saves. He was brilliant in that one. Andrei Vasilevskiy at the other side was probably the most important member of the Tampa Bay Lightning, especially in the first period. He made some huge saves in that one to hold back the Panthers' attack. He was instrumental. Tampa Bay got that early lead against the Panthers back on Tuesday night. And that was a huge game for both teams. The Tampa Bay Lightning were coming in the slightly more rested group going into they were coming in the second end of a back-to-back, but both teams had played a lot of hockey. The Panthers, of course, had the back-to-back games over the weekend. It was the third game in four nights for each of the two teams. So, again, the rest was pretty even coming into that one, but Tampa Bay coming into that game, a lot of people have been talking about the Lightning as a team that hasn't totally found its stride yet. But when you look at the personnel that they have, when you look at the roster, how similar that roster is to the team last year that had a record-setting regular season, you know that team's going to be in the mix. And they seem to be starting to find their stride right now. Big game for both teams. Really one of those games that could have gone either way with the 2-1 final score. But Tampa Bay found a way to get that game, and the season series for the two teams will be over before Christmas. The two teams meet in Tampa on December 23rd, and that's it for the season series. So the Panthers and the Lightning almost done with each other.
And speaking of which, the Panthers playing their final game against the New York Islanders on Thursday. And quick a little tidbit or nugget, if you will, that I don't know how many times that two teams have played three times in a season at three different venues, and that's the case with the Panthers and the Lightning. They played at Barclays Center. Yep. They played at Nassau Coliseum. The Islanders won both those two games, and New York's only trip down here to take on the Panthers was on Thursday, and an Islander team who has played so well, and they're not even in first place in their division because of the Washington Capitals, but the Islanders end up scoring all three, both their goals early on in the second period. Devin Taves and Matt Barzell both in the power play, and the Barzell goal following a giveaway ended up beating Bobrovsky and giving the Islanders a 2-0 lead. And Mike Hoffman scored his 12th halfway through the second to make it 2-1, and the Islanders get a late empty netter to make it 3-1. So New York wins it 3-1 in a game that Thomas Greiss had 32 saves for the Islanders, Bobrovsky with 27. But obviously, Doug, the two power play goals were a killer. And again, you know, we talk about the early leads. The Panthers grabbed those early leads earlier in the homestand, and then you fall behind a Tampa Bay, you fall behind a New York. Those are really I know anybody who fall behind 2-0 is tough, but Tampa Bay and New York, you fall behind 2-0. That's bad news.
And those are two very good hockey teams, and especially a team like the Islanders that plays with the structure that they do. I mean, you look at Tampa Bay and the Islanders. I know Tampa Bay's had their ups and downs in the early part of the season, but I still look at them. I look at them as a team that figures to be in the mix when we get into April. The Islanders have clearly proven after a 100-point season last year and the start that they've gotten off to this year that they're a team that is a serious contender in the Eastern Conference. And those two teams, especially the New York Islanders, if they get a multi-goal lead, it gets to be very difficult because they just don't give you very much down there, and they've gotten such good goaltending all season long, whether it's Thomas Greiss or Semyon Varlamov. And the Panthers were able to throw a lot at Greiss late in the hockey game. They were able to get it close, but of course the Islanders with seconds left on the clock got that empty net goal to make the score make the margin look a little bit wider than it really was.
And they're obviously well coached with Barry Trotz there. I mean, because that was an Islander team that was kind of middle of the road metro, and then he left Washington after they won the Stanley Cup. And it's just, I mean, it's like with Coach Quenneville here, it's the same thing that you get a guy like that to take a team that needs that push kind of over the top. And the Panthers aren't there yet, but the Islanders aren't even there yet because they haven't been in the Stanley Cup, but at least you see them making strides with a guy like that who's been there. So, yeah, so at least the good news is we don't see the Islanders anymore this year.
And the Panthers now will look to rebound from that loss against the Islanders tonight against the Boston Bruins. The test doesn't get any easier, but the Panthers are catching Boston coming in here on a 5-game winless skid. Panthers looking to rebound as well to get back into the win column. Time now to hear from the Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville and a couple of the players as they get set for this one tonight. Caught up with Joel Quenneville yesterday after at the Panthers ice den after the team had a workout yesterday. And well, here is Joel Quenneville, Panthers head coach, with the keys tonight against the Boston Bruins.
Well, the X factor could be coming down. Who wants it more? I know that they're going to be a desperate hockey team that are coming off a frustrating loss last night. And they're a proud team, and they're a good hockey team. So we got to be ready to play the right way. We talked about the last two teams coming in here, what we needed to do. And so now we got a busy week playing good hockey clubs, and everybody has a little strength that one of their fortes. And, you know, we played an Islander team last night that is a Czech team that really likes to frustrate you. And, you know, I think they got the better of us last night. So we got to make sure that Boston plays the right way in both sides of the puck, and every shift's going to be meaningful. We got to add more that whether it's getting outworked or be the hardest working team's got to be clearly, you know, we got to show that it's us or it's a tie.
So Joel Quenneville right there, and he said it right off the top tonight. Could come down to who wants it more. That could be the X factor tonight. And you look at tonight's game, whose urgency is going to outweigh the other? You've got the Panthers looking to bounce back, get back in the win column tonight. Boston coming in, maybe having their biggest obstacle they've encountered this season, going winless over their last five and having been on the road the last couple. So big game for each of the two teams.
And quickly, before you go to the next cut, that last two losses, Tampa Bay and Washington. So, yep. You know, obviously,
and Boston, close games too.
Right. But I mean, Boston even lost to Ottawa too on this road trip. So you know, Ottawa, who is much improved, we know that. But two of the heavyweights, Tampa Bay's still a heavyweight in the Eastern Conference. Their record may not reflect, but they're still a heavyweight.
When they came in here, they were still 3-4 games over 500. So it wasn't a team that was, you know, 4-5 games under 500 trying to find its way.
Right.
They were still coming in here with a winning record, and again with that personnel, they look to be a team that is again going to be a contender to be taken seriously in the Eastern Conference. Here's Josh Brown of the Panthers talking about what to expect from the Boston matchup tonight.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I think it's a pretty big game. You know, they're a great team. They've been playing together for a while, and they're playing really well right now. So, yeah, I think, you know, after dropping those two games at home, it's going to be a big statement game for us. I think we got to be ready to go from the drop of the puck, and yeah, we got to take it to them. Yeah, I mean, we definitely had some good games at home. I think what was the 4-1 or some of those wins that we had. But, you know, those last two, I think we got away from our game plan a little bit. I mean, we only gave up two, which isn't too bad. But I think we got to do more in the offensive zone, and whether that's simplifying or just trying to get back in our rhythm and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, we can definitely take some positives from it, but we're not happy with the results of these last two. They're a very deep team, and I think that's why they've been so good all these years. You know, all their lines can contribute, and especially their top six, you know, they're great, and they got some good defensemen too. So, yeah, definitely, we got to make sure we're prepared to play against who we're out against and be ready to go.
And that was Josh Brown of the Panthers right there. And in that last bite, referencing when you're playing the Boston Bruins, you got to be aware of who you're out there against. They've got some guys, as expected, having some monster offensive seasons. When you look at Brad Marchand, has 48 points through 33 games this season. David Pastrnak scoring goals at an incredible rate. He's got 26 over the first 33 games this season. That top line of Patrice Bergeron centering David Pastrnak and Brad Marchand, certainly one of the top lines in the National Hockey League, and they get a ton of their production from those three up front. So certainly some names to watch when the Panthers meet the Boston Bruins this evening, as is always the case when the Panthers take on Boston. Time now to hear from Panthers defenseman Keith Yandle. He talks about the keys tonight against Boston.
Obviously, we liked the result we got against them last time. Obviously, don't want to get down four, but, you know, liked our compete against them. You know, obviously, they're a great team, you know, a team that you got to, you know, have respect for, but also not give them too much time and space on the ice. You got to find a way to, you know, be solid in your D zone and take away their time. Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about today is finding ways to win games, and, you know, you don't have to do it every shift. It's, you know, just if you got to have a grinded out shift, you do that, and, you know, you don't got to score a goal every shift. So I think it's being a little bit more simple and, you know, letting the game come to us more.
Keith Yandle right there talking about the matchup tonight against the Boston Bruins, Panthers and Boston this evening. It's going to be a 7 o'clock faceoff, Panthers and the Bruins tonight here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, where Kevin Rogers and I are right now, high above rinkside, as things get ready for what's going to be a big day, a big game here tonight. So Panthers and Boston tonight, Panthers and Ottawa Monday night at 7, Panthers and the Stars Friday night at 7 o'clock. That's what lies ahead. 954-835-POC, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. And folks, you can get the ultimate flexibility this season. Build a plan that fits your schedule, the Panthers Flex Plan. Simply select a minimum of 20 tickets. Use them in any combination of games and seats. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to FloridaPanthers.com/flex or call 954-835-POC. Kevin, that means you could buy 20 tickets and use them one for 20 games. You could go 2 tickets to 10 games, 4 tickets to 5 games, 5 tickets to 4 games, whatever you want to
get all the combinations, all the multiplications.
That's not all of them. I figured by then that we'd all get the gist. But
I think you did get them, though. I think you knocked down the 1, 2, 4, 5.
Except for like 20 to 1 game and
you're done.
10 to 2 games. You know, those are the other ones. I think now we've covered every combination. So I guess the summary version of that is that the Panthers Flex Plan is incredibly convenient and gives you a lot of flexibility. So be sure to check that out at FloridaPanthers.com.
The Panthers, 3 games left in this homestand, Ottawa Monday, Dallas Friday, but the Boston Bruins in tonight. Always fun to see the Bees in, and we'll see if the Panthers can beat them for the second time this season. We'll hear from Dominic Toninato coming up. That is the latest cut, prime cut, from Territory Talk Podcast. Also, Randy Moeller will join us as well. All that is straight ahead right here on Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Florida Panthers is happening now. Welcome back to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider continues. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. Randy Moeller's in the green room right now.
Standing by.
He is in the green room having a roast beef sandwich, so we will talk to him in just a little bit.
It's very early for a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, whatever. Randy needs it. So we got the Bruins tonight. The Boston Bruins will be here. They are here already, just not in the arena. But Boston Bruins here. They're struggling. Panthers struggling, so somebody's got to get a win tonight.
Panthers looking to get back in the win column tonight, looking to bounce back from that close one against the Islanders back on Thursday. While the Bruins, again, they've maybe encountered their biggest obstacle of the season. They're winless in their last 5 coming in tonight. As Kevin mentioned last segment, though, their last couple of games against Tampa Bay, against Washington. So both teams tonight not only looking for looking to get back in the win column, but both teams coming off some big matchups and some big-time opponents here over the last few days. So big game tonight, 7 o'clock, Panthers and the Bruins right here at the BB&T Center in Sunrise. Grab your family, grab your friends, enjoy all the action the Panthers have to offer with the Salins Red Hot Value Pack. Starting at 4 tickets, you'll receive a ticket and a parking pass in addition to a Salins hot dog, soda, and popcorn for a game. More information at FloridaPanthers.com. Well, if you've never listen to the official podcast of the Panthers, Territory Talk, I urge you to check it out. Jamison Olive and I co-host it each and every week. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify, anywhere you find your favorite podcast, you can find it there. This week, Dominic Toninato joined us, and here's a cut from that conversation. The first thing I asked Dominic Toninato here was what it's been like being at home for so long. The Panthers' last road game was the night before Thanksgiving. They've been home since. What's that been like for Dominic Toninato?
Pretty crazy. I mean, I've had a short career, but I've never seen anything like it. It's awesome though to be at home and sitting at your own place and playing in front of your home crowd and having your own locker room and stuff. So it's been fun, and hopefully we can string together some wins here to finish it off.
And nice for you as well, just to assimilate to the area, right? You're not constantly leaving now.
Yeah, exactly. Getting very familiar with the area now. Checking out some different spots and in restaurants. So it's been fun.
Before we get back to the hockey, where are you exploring? What are your swing spots here?
Actually went on a little boat tour on our day off a couple of days ago. Went and saw some big mansions and some mega yachts, which was, it's crazy. I mean, I haven't seen anything like those. I mean, one of the boats had a helicopter on it. So I'm like, what's going on here? And I mean, the houses were awesome. So it was a fun little day off to just kind of relax and do something fun.
You have a go-to restaurant? Yeah, 'cause I know when you move somewhere, a lot of times you just find a good place and that just becomes the place. You don't venture off. Have you found that place yet?
No, you know what? Actually have not. I don't have one go-to. Just been kind of switching it up and testing them all right
now. You're a free agent. If any restaurants are listening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, if I'd have to say one, I'd have to say the one in the bottom of the hotel because it's very convenient.
Well, going back a couple of weeks, you and I had a chance to talk about just how things have gone here overall. Just, you know, getting used to the group here. How's everything been for you since you've been here with the Panthers?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I mean, I got no complaints. It's been a lot of fun and starting to mesh even more with the guys and getting to know more of the guys personally and getting those relationships and stuff. So it's been great.
What was it like going through the trade back in June? It kind of got swept under the rug just because it came right before, you know, free agency and all the big splashes with every team. It was kind of like, oh, by the way, here's the press release. This happened. And then here you are now, you know, months later, you know, contributing up here with the Florida Panthers. What was that trade like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. Obviously, wasn't expecting it one bit, and all of a sudden you get the call, and you're moving cross country. So, I mean, I wasn't ready for it, but definitely excited for the opportunity. I mean, I saw what Florida had, and obviously the signings they had and free agency. I knew this team could be special and could make a run. So, I was excited and excited for the opportunity.
What are some of the first things that go through your head when you get that call? Because obviously you think about moving, you think about a new team, you think about just, I'm sure your career as a whole. Like, how do you kind of manage all that mentally?
I mean, it was pretty positive about it. I mean, once my agent said Florida, I mean, I was excited.
You got a bathing suit. And you're gone. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, all right, I'll pack some t-shirts and shorts and on my way. But, no, I mean, it's a little scary going to a new team. You're unfamiliar with everything. Don't know the area. Don't know the ranks. Don't know many of the guys or the staff or anything. So that's always tough learning names and everyone, but it worked well, and I'm excited and happy to be here.
And when you get the, you know, when you come over to the new organization, you get the call up, you make your, you know, your play your first games with the Panthers. How much did it help you having a pretty good deal of NHL games under your belt to know what the, you know, what the grind feels like and to just know what everything feels like in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, I mean, I think it helped a lot. You just kind of know what to expect, you know, the pace of the game. You just kind of know the routine and what you kind of have to do on a daily basis. So it helped a lot. And just getting more confident as we keep moving forward here.
You were one of the guys that really stood out in training camp with that last batch of cuts. You go to Springfield. When you got down there, did you kind of in the back of your mind know, hey, I just came so close. If I just keep this up, I could be right back up here?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be positive about it. The main goal is to make the team out of camp, but you go down there and work hard and keep trying to get better every day, and your opportunity will come. So that's what I did, and luckily it came pretty quick.
Looking back at Springfield, we obviously don't get to talk to a ton of Springfield guys here. Just how nice are things down there this season? You spent a good amount of time there early on. It seems like they really have something good going on there this season.
Yeah, I mean, they got a good setup there. They got a good rank, good staff, and those guys make you better every day. So it was my first time down there, and the staff really helped me out, and the guys did as well. So took my game to another level.
I don't want to go back in time a little bit. We always like to go back into the guys' backgrounds when you join us here on Territory Talk. But just turn it back. Coming from Minnesota, and you and I had a chance to talk about this a couple of weeks ago. But you know, growing up in Duluth, and you play your high school hockey in Duluth, you play your college hockey at Minnesota Duluth. You mentioned how special that was to you know, eventually play at UMD. But just talk about what it was like growing up in Duluth, Minnesota. How big hockey is there, and what it was like going up through the ranks in that area.
Yeah, I mean, Duluth is an awesome city. It definitely gets cold, and you're gonna get your complaints about the snow and cold, but it's a great spot. And I think the best thing about Duluth is like the communities and neighborhood rinks you grow up playing on. I think that's what makes it so special. I think there's eight or 10 outdoor rinks growing up when I was playing, and the rink I played at was called Portman, a couple blocks down the road. And you grow up playing with your neighborhood buddies, and my parents would drop me off at the rink, and they'd leave the kids there all day, and we'd play shinny and grab some snacks at the concession stands. And that's just kind of where I really fell in love with the game. So I think that's one thing that makes Duluth really special.
Dominic Toninato of the Panthers right there. He joined Jameson Olive and I for this week's Territory Talk podcast. You can go check that out, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk. New material every Wednesday, so don't miss it. You can go check out that full episode right now. And tonight, the Panthers will meet the Boston Bruins, 7 o'clock face-off. And then Monday night at 7, the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators. Friday at 7, the Panthers will play host to the Dallas Stars. That'll wrap up the franchise record 9-game homestand. Panthers will play their first road game in a while, a week from tonight when they wrap up the season series against the Carolina Hurricanes. So that's how the week shapes up. But tonight, we'd love to see you down here at the BB&T Center. Panthers and the Bruins, 7 o'clock face-off right here, 954-835-PUCK, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com. To get your tickets. And Kevin Rogers, next segment, our guest of honor. He's been here. He's been in the waiting room. He's ready to join us.
I know we talk a lot. We're going to talk a lot of Panthers with Randy. I just like talking to him about his past playing career. I enjoy it. But I know people aren't going to want to reminisce with him, but still. But we will say, though, that we have plenty to talk about with Randy Moeller. A lot to talk about, and very few time. Little time. Not few time. Little time. All right. Randy's up next right here on the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Myra Burke at Entercom by calling 305-521-5350. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit Entercom.com for an online listing of job openings at all Entercom radio stations.
Done.
Okay, this is the most relaxed I've seen you. You're not spending the entire vacation working?
Nope. I've got the digital team at Entercom working for me. I know exactly where my budget's going, and I see results in real time. Entercom's a Google Premier partner, so they maximize my campaigns. I'm even on their exclusive radio.com platform. Anything digital, they do.
Can they make a Mai Tai like this?
Your full-service digital partner. Go to Entercom.com. Drinks not included.
Shot top shelf, and he scores!
Side, Dadnov into the right circle, cuts in front, shot, he scores!
Defend Panthers territory at the BB&T Center tonight as the Panthers prepare for the holidays. Meet Santa and see the arena as you've never seen it before. The Cats will take on Brad Marchand and the Boston Bruins at 7. It's also a territory takeover Saturday where the cities of Plantation and Sunrise will be featured. For more information, visit floridapanthers.com or download the NHL app and select the Florida Panthers as your favorite team.
Guys, Christmas is knocking on the door. Are you still looking for that special gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can too, but you need to get these amazing PJs today because normally they sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com.
Do you have an injury that keeps you from doing what you love? Get back in the game with the All-Pro staff at Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute with doctors like John Uribe, orthopedic surgeon and team physician for the Miami Dolphins and the Florida Panthers. But you don't need to be a professional athlete to go where the pros go. Contact Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho and get back to doing the things you love.
Hey, it's Hawk. I'm going to talk to you about something that I love talking to you about, the Drink Maker. And I want you to really pay attention because they have an unbelievable special offer. I love this product, the Drink Maker by Keurig, like a fancy automatic espresso machine. You press a button, except this time it's not coffee we're talking about. It's premium cocktails. Talking about Old Fashions, Moscow Mules, Margaritas, Cosmopolitans, Sangria. I love the Drink Maker. Now, the brand new machine, it's already a great deal, but I talked them into an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. I know you're going to love this. There's already an early bird discount of $100. This week, take another $100 off, and they'll throw in free shipping. The only way to get the Drink Maker with this amazing offer, go to drinkworks.com. Use my code MARC50, M-A-R-C-5-0, when you're checking out. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Continues. It's the Panthers Insider. All the Panthers news you need now on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Panthers Insider Weekend Edition continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, and our special guest, who is he flanked? Is that the correct term? Is he flanked between us, or am I not saying that right?
Sandwiched.
Sandwich is better. Randy Moeller. We're going to get to Randy in a moment.
He's centering this line.
He is. That's very good, Doug.
They call it a donut line, no center.
Doug, what do you got before we get to Randy?
Well, the Panthers tonight take on the Boston Bruins. If you're just joining us, 7 o'clock is the face-off tonight. We hope to see you out here. If you can't make it out to the game tonight, we'll have a pregame coverage starting on the radio network beginning at 6:30. You can watch it on Fox Sports Florida, but we'd love to have you down here. It's a 7 o'clock face-off tonight, Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Then Monday at 7, the Panthers and the Senators right here at the BB&T Center. And then the franchise record 9-game homestand wraps up on Friday night when the Panthers welcome in the Dallas Stars. So that's what lies ahead. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. We hope to see you out here coming up this week, as early as tonight when the Panthers take on the Bruins.
Randy Moeller, color analyst, Fox Sports Florida, joining us here. First thing, Randy, for you, and you played for a long time, and obviously everybody, you know, the next game is most important. We don't want to worry about what just happened. Yep. Is it good or bad they're taking on a Boston team that's lost 5 in a row?
Well, the one thing we're going to see a couple of pretty angry hockey clubs going to collide here in Sunrise tonight. The Bruins will come in ill humor, and I'm sure the Panthers will as well. The Panthers, they desperately need a win. You see the teams in the Atlantic Division that are winning, and that Buffalo's winning, and, you know, Montreal's right there, Toronto. The Panthers desperately need a win, and they not only need a win, but I think they've got to win out on this homestand. They've got Ottawa in here on Monday, and then next Friday they've got the Dallas Stars, who are really much improved after a horrible start. So, but they'll tackle first things first. The one thing when you're playing against the Bruins, they have arguably, and no disrespect to McDavid and Draisaitl out in Edmonton, but they have the best line in hockey with Marchand and, of course, Pastrnak. What has he got, 26?
26 goals in 33 games.
Yeah, I mean, this guy he's a goal a game. He's like Ovechkin. And if the Panthers are able not only to play well defensively and control the puck and keep the puck away from the Bruins for the majority of the time and frustrate them. And if the Panthers, they've got to get the offense going. And we've seen the last couple of games, the Barkov line has struggled offensively. And it's not just them, but where's the secondary scoring? The Panthers have to find some secondary scoring. The other thing that I find is the Panthers 0 for 6 on the power play in the last two games. That's been their bread and butter over this season and even going back last year. They usually average a power play goal a game, and if they're not getting that, that really puts a dent in their offense. The Bruins, on the other hand, they're struggling as well. One power play goal in their last six games. So
very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, with all the chances that they get because they draw a lot of penalties. So goaltending. We'll probably see Tuukka Rask again. I'm sure we'll see him, but if it's not, it's Halak, and he's played well, and we're going to see Bobrovsky again.
So the Panthers tonight take on the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock. We had a soundbite from Joel Quenneville back in our first segment here. He talked after practice yesterday and said as much that the big difference tonight could come down to just who wants it more, whose urgency is going to outweigh the other in a game like this.
And I expect it's going to be a physical game. And when the Panthers are engaged physically, I think they play better. They're on their toes a little bit more. They move the puck a little bit quicker. And that's another thing, too, that's been missing the last couple of games. The Panthers, we see them when they're successful in winning games, their passing is on. And 5-on-5, their breakouts are clean. And they hit the forwards, the defensemen, in the neutral zone with those passes. And that's where you generate the speed. And when you do that, the opposition's got to back off their blue line. And once you gain the blue line, then guys that your skilled players like Barkov and Dadonoff and Huberto and company can really be creative and pick apart the defenses. But it's been really tough for the Panthers here the last couple of games. Just no speed through the neutral zone, and they're capable of it. They have one of the fastest teams in the league, and when they're skating and they're really pushing the play, guys like Trocheck and Vetrano and Malgin, and these guys are really on their toes and using their speed. that's the advantage that the Panthers have over most teams when they play on a given night.
In the last meeting between these two teams, of course, the big comeback between the big comeback by the Panthers against the Bruins when they raised the 4-0 deficit at TD Garden. Randy, what did Boston stop doing in that game when they were 4-0? You know, it feels like they took the foot off the pedal. Did they do that, or the Panthers just played better? Like, what was your analysis now looking back at it a month later?
I think a little bit of both. I think the Bruins kind of sat back and thought, oh boy, this is going to be an easy game, and the Panthers They really started to come at the Bruins, and there was a couple of instances where there were some big hits. Pasternak got ran at, and the Panthers took advantage of it and really started getting some confidence. And that's the thing. In the new NHL, I mean, no lead is safe. I don't care if it's two or three goals. We've seen it. The Panthers have been involved in a number of three-goal comebacks so far this year, and seems like the league is littered with comebacks. So, but the start of the game for the Panthers to set the tone and get the lead. When the Panthers, when they have the lead and they score the first goal, they're 10-2-2. When they have the lead after the second period, they're 10-0-1. And statistics are something that you can use and kind of lean on sometimes, but the facts don't lie. When you have the lead, this league, the NHL, teams that have the lead, the majority of the time, they're going to win the hockey game. So the Panthers are going to need a big save right off the bat. You know that number one line out there with Patrice Bergeron and Marchand and Pasternak, they're going to get their chances. I mean, they're just too skilled of players. It's how the Panthers defend against them and take away their time and space on the ice will determine whether the Panthers are going to have success.
Now, we had a soundbite from Josh Brown as well early on in the show here, and he mentioned all the great things the Panthers did and the wins over Columbus and San Jose. Said that they kind of got away from what made them successful in those two games during the Tampa Bay and the Islanders game. When you look back to those two wins in less than 24 hours that the Panthers had back on Saturday and Sunday, what stood out for you as really the biggest reason for two dominating performances the Panthers
had? Well, and then, like I said, and I know it gets redundant after a while because we keep mentioning, and Goldie and I in the television broadcast, we mentioned it as well, it's puck possession. It's positioning defensively. It's the transition, how quickly you can transition from defense to offense and catch teams flat-footed. Speed through the neutral zone, scoring on the power play, getting a big save on a penalty kill. All these little things all add up to wins. And if you go back, Doug, to those two wins on this homestand that the Panthers did have, their last two wins, that's where they really excelled. And when you put all those combinations together, you come up with a win. If one or two of those aspects are missing, then you're going to have a tough time. And, hey, guys, the Boston Bruins, they're, in my opinion, top two teams in the NHL. They're so solid defensively. They've got an active defense that like to jump into the play as well. Panthers are going to have to bring their A game tonight.
No real holes with that Boston group.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one here tonight. Real quick, last thing, Randy. Sergei Bobrovsky, even in the losses this week, has had some outstanding performances. Yeah. What's been the biggest thing that stood out in his game for you?
Yeah, he's got a .958 save percentage over the last four starts. So he's doing the job, and it's unfortunate that a couple of the games here lately, the Panthers have wasted that excellent goaltending. What I'm seeing from Sergei Bobrovsky is he's being more patient. He's not attacking the shooter and putting himself out of position. He's waiting for the pucks to come to him, controlling his rebounds, his lateral movement and his reflexes and his anticipation of where the puck's going to come from is off the charts. He's one of the best, if not the best, in the NHL. So I'm looking for another great performance again tonight. They're going to need it, the Panthers. Bobrovsky's playing with a lot of confidence, and that should rub off on the players in front of him, knowing that if they do make that rare mistake or give up an odd man rush, he's going to bail them out.
Randy Moeller, you can catch him along with Steve Goldie Goldstein on the broadcast on television on Fox Sports Florida coming up tonight. Randy, as always,
oh,
thank
no,
you.
I'm going to take the day off. I'm going to go for a picnic tonight.
Are you? A night picnic? Candlelit?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a romantic walk on the beach and that. No, I'll be here. I'll be, I like to say, guys, if I'm not dead by 5 o'clock, I'll be roaring by 7. So,
That's Randy Moeller. You can catch him tonight. Randy, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. And Doug, any last words before we exit?
7 o'clock tonight. We hope to see everybody out here. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Panthers Bruins tonight. Panthers Senators Monday. Panthers Stars on Friday. That's the rest of the homestand. We hope to see you here.
And for Randy Moeller, we heard from Dominic Toninato. For Doug Plagans, I am Kevin Rogers. Panthers Insider, we wrap it up once again right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.